All right, so you know how this works. We do these deep dives, and this time you sent in something really interesting, I gotta say. The Texas Roadhouse menu and pricing as of March 25th, 2025. So our mission today is going to be to cut through this pretty big list of stuff and, extract the interesting and useful stuff. We're not just like reading a menu, right? We're like understanding what it tells us about the place.
Exactly. And you've given us more than just prices and stuff. We got calorie counts, insights into what they think are the popular dishes, and even links to their own recipes. This is like getting a real understanding of what Texas Roadhouse is all about beyond just what ends up on your plate.
Okay, cool. So let's do this thing. Our main source is called Texas Roadhouse Menu with prices in USA, March 25, 2025. It calls itself a Texas Roadhouse Menu Guide and promises like the latest prices, nutritional info, even insider
Oh,
tips.
wow.
Pretty ambitious, right? Their stated goal is to make your dining experience seamless and informed.
I like that informed part.
Yay.
It suggests that they really see value in you having all this info. It's not just about making the food look good in pictures. They're giving you the data to make your own choices.
For sure. So let's jump right into the food. We're starting with the starter dishes. And man, there's a lot here. We've got grilled shrimp at $15.49 with 360 calories. Buffalo wings, six of them for $11.99 and 725 calories. Cheese fries, $10.99 and a big 1,240 calories.
Whoa.
Then there are the killer ribs for $13.49, 910 calories. Texas red chili at $9.99 with 210 calories. Tater skins ranging from $8.99 to $9.99 and hold on a considerable 1,320 calories.
Wow.
The famous cactus blossom, $7.99 to $9.99. And get this, 2,250 calories. Fried pickles from $7.49 to $9.99 with 550 calories. Rattlesnake bites, $8.99, 560 calories. And a combo appetizer ranging from $12.99 to $14.99, hitting 660 calories. Just looking at this, what jumps out at you?
I mean, first off, the variety is huge. Seafood, spicy stuff, loaded fries.
Yeah.
They're really trying to hit every craving right away. But then you see those calorie counts and wow.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That cactus blossom over 2,200 calories before you even think about your main dish. That's like more than some adults need in a whole day, and you're just getting started. The cheese fries and combo appetizers up there, too. It makes you think twice about ordering a bunch of appetizers for the table.
Definitely. Makes you wonder about their portions. Are these meant to be shared? The calories make them sound huge. And do people expect these big portions for the price?
That's a good question. All right, let's check out the salads. We got grilled chicken salad priced from $12.99 to $14.49, 810 calories. Grilled salmon salad ranging from $9.49 to $18.99, salmon, 830 calories.
No.
Chicken Caesar salad, $12.99 to $14.49 and 1,100 calories. Salmon Caesar salad, $14.99 to $18 and $18.99, 99 colors and plus or silly salad, $13.69 calories. Steakhouse filet salad, $16.99 and a hefty $13.30 calories. A house salad for $4.99, $2.99, 230 calories, and a Caesar salad at $4.49 with 440 calories. Seeing those price ranges again?
Yeah, those price ranges probably mean they got different sizes, or maybe prices change depending on where you are. What's interesting is that even the salads, which a lot of people think of as healthy, can be pretty high in calories. That steakhouse filet salad has more calories than some of the steaks. It shows you that what they add and the dressings can really change how healthy a salad is.
You're right. You can't always judge a dish by its name. Now, for what a lot of people come for, the hand-cut steaks, hand-cut sirloin, $17.49 pillories, 340 calories. New York strip, $15.99, 640 calories. Dallas filet, $21.99 and only 270 calories.
Wow.
Porterhouse T-bone, $34.99, 1,040 calories. Roadkill, what a name, $13, 760 calories. Steak kebab, $14.49 with 920 calories. Flitworth ribeye, $22.99, 960 calories bone. And ribeye, $30.99, 1,480 calories. Prime rib, $24.99, 950 calories. And filet medallions, $19.99, 760 calories. Got everything.
They really do. From the leaner sirloin and filet to the bigger ribeyes and that porterhouse, they're trying to have something for every steak lover and every budget. The calories changing even for the same kind of steak probably means the sizes are different. The Dallas filet being so low in calories is interesting. Maybe it's a smaller cut or they don't add much to it.
Could be. Then we got the fall off the bone ribs, half slab for $18.49, $900 calories, and a full slab, $25.99, 1,450 calories.
Yeah, I have those ribs at Texas Roadhouse, right?
Oh, yeah. These are probably one of their most popular things. And the calories show how rich they are and how big the portions are. They're probably a big part of what people expect when they go there.
Next is the dockside menu with grilled salmon, $18.99, 410 calories, and fried catfish, $18.99, but way more calories at 990.
Right.
And they list the Refworth ribeye again, $22.99, 960 calories. Maybe they want to remind people looking at the fish that they still have a great steak. Yeah, that makes sense. The dockside menu is about seafood, But having that steak there gives people who might want fish but still love steak a familiar option. It's like giving choices in one category, but still remembering what people generally like.
All right, combo meals time. This is where you can mix and match their big hits. We got grilled BBQ chicken rib for $23.99, 890 calories. Chicken rib sirloin, 6 ounces at $17.99, nice. So 890 calories. Chicken critters ribs, $19.99, 820 calories. Chicken critters sirloin, 6 ounces, $29.99, 520 calories. And they list that one twice. Sirloin ribs, $19.99, 800 calories. Sirloin grilled shrimp, $15.99, 670 calories. Ribeye, 12 ounces. Ribs, $29 under. Filet, 6 ounces. Ribs, $29, $899.99. Filet, 6 ounces. Grilled shrimp, also $28.99, but 670 calories. So many choices.
It's all about giving people options and making them feel like they're getting a good deal. By combining smaller portions of their most popular stuff, they can appeal to people who want to try a little of everything or who can't decide on just one thing. And that Chicken Critters sirloin 6 ounces being listed twice probably just means it's a really popular combo.
I bet. Moving on to the chicken section, we see country fried chicken, $15.49.30, 770 calories. Grilled BBQ chicken, a lighter, $9.99 and 300 calories. Chicken critters, $9.99, 480 calories. Portobello mushroom chicken, $19.99, 1,000 calories. Smothered chicken, also $19.99, 1,000 calories. And herb crusted chicken, $15.99 and only 260 calories. The calories are all over the place here.
Yeah, it really shows how much the way they cook the chicken and the sauces and breading change how healthy it is. Having both really lean and more indulgent chicken dishes shows they're trying to have something for everyone, even if they're watching what they eat.
After chicken, it's country dinner time. Grilled pork chops, $12.99, 290 calories. Pulled pork dinner, $13.99, 890 calories. Country fried sirloin, $10.79. And surprisingly, 1,170 calories. Beef tips, $15.99 and 1,000 calories, and a country vegetable plate, $12.49, and a very reasonable 280 calories. More like home-style food here.
Yeah, this section seems like it's for people who want those classic Southern dishes. That country fried sirloin is interesting with all those calories for the price, probably from the frying and maybe a rich gravy. Then you got the vegetable plate, which is much lighter, showing they're at least trying to have some healthy choices even in the comfort food section.
Now for burgers and sandwiches, All-American cheeseburger, $13.99, 880 calories, but then they list it again for $10.99 and 12,040 calories. That's a big difference.
Wow.
Then there's the bacon cheeseburger, $12.49, 980 calories. Smokehouse burger, $13.49, 1,080 calories. Pulled pork sandwich, $13.99, 890 calories, also listed at $12.49 and 870 calories. Two listings again. Finally, the Mushroom Jack Chicken Burger, $12.99, 710 calories. Those multiple listings probably mean they got different sizes, maybe lunch and dinner portions, or maybe they just show up in different parts of a bigger menu that this guide put together.
Yeah, that makes sense. That big calorie difference in the cheeseburger definitely sounds like they have different sizes, maybe different numbers of patties or different buns. So they can offer something for people who are really hungry and for people who want to spend less.
Gotcha. Time for sides and extras. Baked potato, $3.49, 380 calories. Sweet potato, $3.49, $3.50 calories. Steak fries, $9.95, 275 calories. That price is weird. Buttered corn, $3.49, 190 calories. Steamed vegetables, $3.49, also 190 calories. Green beans, $3.49, 100 calories. House salad Texas, $4.99, 230 calories. Caesar salad Texas, $4.99, 440 calories. Seasoned rice, $3.49, 360 calories. Sauteed onions, $3.49. Sauteed mushrooms, $3.49, 120 calories. Applesauce, $3.49, 110 calories. Texas red chili, $9.99, 90 calories. Different calories than before. Sidekick of ribs, $9.99, 550 calories. And a grilled shrimp sidekick, $8.99, 240 calories. They got a good mix here, from light veggies to heavier sides. That Texas red chili being listed again with different calories probably means it's a smaller portion when you get it as a side.
Yeah. The sides give you a lot of choices to go with your main dish. And the calories help you figure out how it all fits into your meal. That they have sidekicks like ribs and shrimp also lets you customize your meal and add more protein.
Now a quick look at Texas Kids and Rangers meals. We got all beef hot dogs, $6.99, 390 calories. Macaroni and cheese Texas, $6 and 480 calories. Mini cheeseburgers, $7.99, 670 calories. Junior chicken tenders, $5 and 79, 760 calories. Grilled chicken, $10.99, 300 calories. Little Dillo steak bites, $5.99, 170 calories. And they listed again at $8.99 for the same calories. Another duplicate.
Wow.
Ranger meal chicken, $10 and 340 calories. And Ranger meal Andy steak, $11.99, 250 calories. The kids' menu is pretty standard, kid-friendly stuff, with grilled chicken being a slightly healthier choice. Mm-hmm. And that Little Dillo Steak Bites thing is probably just another repeat in the guide.
Makes sense. The usual kid favorites.
Time for desserts. Granny's Apple Classic, $6.99 calories. Strawberry Cheesecake, $8.99, 780 calories. And the Big Old Brownie, $6.99 and $7.99, 1,200 calories. These all sound so good, and the calories definitely show that.
Yeah, classic desserts meant to be a sweet ending to your meal. That price difference on the brownie might be because of whether it comes with ice cream or extra toppings.
Okay, last but not least, drinks. For non-alcoholic stuff, we see 20-ounce fountain drinks, $2.99, 120 and 2,140 calories. Two listings again, 20-ounce iced tea, $2.99, 110 calories. Bottled water, $3.99, 0 calories. Sweet tea, $2.110 calories. And mix-match tea or lemonade, $6.99, 130 calories. The different fountain drink calories are probably because of the different sodas, right? Sugary ones have more calories.
Most likely. The rest are pretty standard.
Now, for margaritas, we have house frozen margarita, $7, $75, and 230 calories. That's a big difference. The legend margarita, 11 and 1,370 calories. Fruity margarita, $8.99, 1,030 calories. Mango margarita, $8.99 and $9.99, 220 calories. And sangria margarita, $7.75 and $8.99, 240 calories. The prices and calories changing probably mean different sizes ingredients, or maybe they use fancier liquor.
Yeah, that huge difference in the frozen margarita calories makes it sound like they come in very different sizes. Yeah. Or maybe one has way more sugar.
Cocktails time, cactus water, $9.99, 150 to 200 calories. Keto soda, $8.57 calories. Porch rocker, $9 and 140 calories. Old fashioned, $10.54 calories. Gin Blossom, $9.50, 220 calories. Long Island Iced Tea, $9.53, 950 calories. Top Shelf LIT, $9.50, 190 to 220 calories. Southern Whiskey LIT, $9.99, 980 calories. Texas Peach Fuzz, $6.60 calories. Island Cooler, $5.49, 5 calories. Wow. And Jamaican Cowboy, $8, 240 calories. Those Long Islands are as strong as everyone says, except for the Top Shelf one, which is surprisingly lower. Maybe they use different stuff.
That Top Shelf one might have different ingredients that make it less strong, which is interesting. The cocktail menu has a lot to choose from with all kinds of different strengths.
And finally, the beers. Budweiser's $22, 48, 145 calories. Bud Light, $14 to 27 calories. Miller Light, $14, 27, 96 calories. Coors Light, $17.99, 102 calories. Michelob Ultra, $8 to $9, 0 calories.
Wow.
Heineken, $14.99, 142 calories. Sam Adams Boston Lager, $11.99 to $12.99, $7.99 to $12.99, 170 to 175 calories. Sam Adams Seasonal, $13 and 36 calories. That seems really low. Okay. Corona Extra, $17.46 calories. Estella Artois, $17.48 calories. And Modelo Especial, $10.82 calories, 143 calories. Blue Moon, $22.27, 170 calories. Bangry Orchard Hard Cider, $12.120, 180 calories. And Heineken 0.0, $7.99, 69 calories. The prices are all over the place, probably because of bottles versus drafts or different sizes. That 0-calorie Michelob Ultra and the 36-calorie Sam Adams are weird. Maybe we should double-check that.
Yeah, those are really low for regular beers. Might be a mistake in the guide.
Okay, here's where things get really interesting. This guide also has a trending now section with links to stuff like their Texas Roadhouse catering menu 2025, early dine coupons, and even kids eat free in 2025. This tells us a lot about what people are into right now at Texas Roadhouse. They're focusing on value, making things easy with catering and family deals.
It's like a snapshot of what customers care about.
Yeah.
It probably shows how Texas Roadhouse is trying to get different kinds of people to come in.
And get this right at the top, and also under important pages, they have links to actual recipes. We're talking Texas Roadhouse sweet potato, herb-crusted chicken recipe, Texas Roadhouse steak kebab recipe, Texas Roadhouse prime rib recipe, Texas Roadhouse smothered chicken, plus butter recipe and chili recipe under important pages. That's a lot of info to just give away. It's almost like they're saying, go ahead, try to make this at home.
It is interesting. Sharing recipes can be a good way to get people more interested in the brand and connect with them in a different way. Even if people try making it themselves, it might make them think of the restaurant more.
One last thing to point out. They have links to nutrition facts, calories, and an allergen menu right there. They're being very open about how healthy their food is and trying to make it easy for people with allergies. This is something more and more people expect these days.
Definitely. Giving detailed nutrition and allergy info is super important for restaurants now. They got to keep up with what people want.
So wrapping it all up, this deep dive into the Texas Roadhouse menu for March 2025 shows a huge and diverse menu from those crazy high-calorie appetizers to some surprisingly light choices for chicken and seafood. We saw prices and calories for tons of items, and those recipes and nutrition guides really give us a better idea of what they're all about.
It's like they're trying to have something for absolutely everyone with a focus on big portions, and tasty food that's often pretty indulgent. Being so open about the nutrition info is interesting.
Yeah.
Shows they know people care about more than just taste and price.
So here's something to think about. After going through all this, the prices, the calories, the huge variety, even seeing their recipes, what stands out the most to you? And what does that tell you about what Texas Roadhouse cares about and who they're trying to reach? They've definitely given us a lot to consider.
Yeah, they really have. It's fascinating.
And on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive into Texas Roadhouse. Thanks for sending in this awesome material, and be sure to keep sending in your requests for future deep dives. We'll be back soon with another fascinating look at whatever you throw our way. Until then, keep exploring and stay curious.
See ya.